Together, the seven bills funnel more money into heroin addiction treatment and impose new rules for obtaining narcotics by prescription. Anna Legree Dopp heads the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin. She says the package also creates a new drug disposal program, which will reduce the opportunity for addicts to feed their habit with drugs they steal from friends or relatives.
We know that over 70% of people who abuse and misuse prescription drugs will obtain, purchase, or steal them from their friends and family members. So the public, everyone, can play a role in reducing the availability of these medications before they fall into the wrong hands.
Prison reform advocate and ex-offender Khalif Mouab El works with Wisdom, a statewide coalition that has the goal of cutting the state prison population in half. He welcomes the part of the package that adds $1.5 million for treatment alternatives and diversion programs. He says that could easily result in 1,000 fewer people going to prison.
We're just happy that people are starting to think along these lines as opposed to the tough-on-crime rhetoric. Keep them locked up long as possible and throw away the key type rhetoric. So just to see a shift in people's thought process is a little progress.
The new treatment funding will go mainly to rural counties that don't already have such programs. Reform advocates hope the next step will be to tackle the racial disparity in Wisconsin prisons by boosting support to existing diversion programs that serve offenders in urban counties where drug crimes are the most prevalent. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.